staff who've put a lot of energy into the preparation, the papers, and the support throughout the meeting. Thank you very much. And I want to assure everyone present of our continued commitment to support this really critical process in advancing the Sendai process. And finally, I want to thank our donors, a number of countries, Switzerland and Germany, I believe, in particular, have helped support this meeting. I hope they and perhaps others will support, do the same for our third meeting. And in conclusion, safe travels. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and let me quickly reciprocate by thanking the Secretariat, amazing team, including our colleagues from New York, who have had the toughest job because we have evolved in a rhythm of work based on the informals that presents a challenge for the very strict words and the distinguished references that are part of the orthodoxy of New York. But I think that the guidance has been critical. It has complemented the work of our Geneva ISDR team, and it has saved me from trouble. And you, colleagues, I think we have an important task to do. We have the thing about disaster risk reduction is that whether it makes news or not, it matters because it affects people's lives. And so each of you is here for a purpose, and my task as a chair is to help us together to pursue the goals we have been given. And with that, let me thank the technical staff for keeping our mics open, and through them and the Secretariat, to thank the interpreters who held on and gave us extra time yesterday. Finally, the multi-stakeholder process in DRR is a model for all systems. And in that context, I want to thank especially the complete team of multi-stakeholders from civil society, from the scientific community, from the UN system, from other international organizations, all together have made a vital input into our work at all stages. And we count on all members. I recall the discussions about balance in this working group, North and South, experts, and others. We have been able to work as a unit, and I thank you for that. We have challenges. In any multilateral processes, you have multiplicity of views. It's necessary. It's the task of you, the trained diplomats with your experts, to do what you are commissioned to do, which is to find bridges to convergence. That's the task you have that separates multilateral diplomats from all other professions. Your daily task is to meet somebody else or many others somewhere in the middle to find convergence. If your task is unilateral, where you declare your position, you complete your transaction, this is not for you. But the bridges that we build together are in the interest of all humanity. Thank you and have a good evening.